Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 6. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry to you, when I lift up my hands toward your most holy place. Psalm 28, verse 2. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Psalm 134, verse 2. Let my prayer be set before you as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Psalm 141, verse 2. Let us lift up our hearts and hands to God in heaven. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 41. Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. Luke chapter 24, verse 50. Therefore I desire that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath or contentiousness. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. See also Psalm 63, verse 4, and 119, verse 48, and Lamentations chapter 2, verse 19. When my children want me to pick them up, they face me and lift up their hands. The lifting of our hands is one of the most expressive biblical acts of praise. It communicates agreement with God, surrender to his will, supplication, repentance, and intercession. Uplifted hands represent the lifting of our lives as sacrifices to God. It represents that we are dedicating our hands to acts of holiness. Hands are raised to give and receive blessings, and hands are raised simply to bless the Lord's heart. Our hands are some of the most expressive parts of our bodies. Is it any wonder they communicate so much to God? For many people, raising their hands in front of others is a difficult step to take. It requires, for many of us, a submission of the denominational cultures we were raised in to the culture of the Word. It demands that we lay down our pride and our fear of man and submit our hearts and our physical postures